This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You learn just enough to be, well, deadly. The coronavirus certainly has upended our lives. Sadly, for some, it has taken their lives. Always at the start of the show, we go through the numbers, the cases, the people who have lost their lives, and those that have survived. One of the things we're going to talk about is this idea, though, and this is the new twist of the super spreaders. And the super spreaders are the people who talk loud, and they're spreading the virus the most. Sounds strange? I'll dive a little bit deeper and explain it a little bit more. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, if you've just joined me for the first time, welcome on board. So deaths, 95,087 deaths in the United States. Those that have recovered, thank goodness, 308,000 confirmed cases. This is that we know of, all these numbers. And this is the latest numbers, 1.61 million. If we look across the globe worldwide, 332,000 deaths, 1.94 million recovered, and 5.8 million people confirmed with COVID-19. So where are we today in opening up on a holiday weekend? There are beaches that are going to be open. There are bars, well, restaurants / bars that will be opened. There's social distancing that's supposed to be in place. There are tables that have been knocked out of restaurants and measured. There are some people who feel quite safe with the idea of that, and others who say, no, thank you. Where do you fall? You can always send me your thoughts, yay or nay, reopening too soon, even though you desperately want to get out there, and especially economically, you want to be back to work if you're one of those who cannot work from home. How do you get me? 24/7. It's always a rolling poll on this show. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. And you click on contact and let it rip. Where do you fall? In what direction do you fall? And in reopening, we're seeing that, you know, even in Vegas, can't shut down the tables and the idea of no gambling. So tourists are going to get to rock down the strip and go into some of the shops they want to go into, and Caesars and all that kind of stuff coming up. But reopen, there are a few significant things that will be different with hotel rooms and dining options and slot machines and table games and that Caesar's Palace. And they're saying that the self-parking properties on the strip are going to be free because you used to have to pay for them. And they're trying to push the layout where there's more space. And, of course, there is a lot of space in casinos, but no shows, no bars, no spas, no buffets. The buffets are a walking possible coronavirus banquet because of people and possible spit and anything else that could happen, even with having sleeves and shields and everything else. So that makes sense. It's not shocking that there wouldn't be any buffets and no valet parking, because then somebody handling the cars in and out, the whole thing. And for the employees, temperature checks constantly, they're going to do that. They're going to test them on the job when they go to the job, that whole kind of thing. Now, there is no date flat out given for this, but it looks like possibly June 1st. And they're taking reservations starting on May 29th at Caesar's Palace, Harrah's, Bally's, Flamingo, Planet Hollywood, You know, they're all taking them. So what's the experience in Vegas and Nevada going to look like? Some of the casinos will open, and the occupancy limits will be different. And so will the gaming experience. It will be obviously a little bit different as well. But there's an example of what is possible when you try to figure out a way to move forward and reimagine and bring people in, and for those who want to go ahead and start to travel and take a vacation or do business or whatever it is they're going to do in Las Vegas. All right, super spreaders. So one of the things that's being talked about is the super spreader. And scientists, of course, think banning mass gatherings could be enough to keep the pandemic in check, which of course would mean stadiums, because that would just be an incubator for the coronavirus spread, and that's not a shock. Certainly we know that. How about the people where you're in a packed place, and that's the part of the super spreading, that you have to scream and talk loudly because you can't hear over anything? And of course, stadiums and any sporting events would be like that, because people cheer, for goodness sake. And if you have 40,000, 50,000, 80,000, whatever it is, think college football, that's exactly where a super spreader would live. That is a super spreading opportunity. And then with the super spreaders, some people are more infectious than others. So, again, loud and proud, speaking loud, crowded areas, screaming over each other, it makes sense because of how it could spread and what happens when you get excited and you talk fast and, you know, again, the way you can spread the human-to-human contact, and that tracing becomes even trickier when you're trying to link somebody to a crowd they were in, and imagine whatever the size crowd, how difficult that is to try to figure that out. And then the people who are the silent infectors, because they don't even realize they're sick, that can be the most deadly of the people. Dr. Thomas Frieden, a former director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said that, you know, you look at super spreading events and it may involve people with symptoms that linger, but they're not sick enough to stay home. And you look at the aerosol droplets from a patient's cough, or the amount of infectious viruses, etc., and think about those crowds and how easily it would be to spread it. Remember, you've heard of Typhoid Mary. I remember my mother used to use that expression when I was a kid, and I had no idea what she was talking about. Turns out there was a Typhoid Mary, and her name was Mary Mallon, a cook who spread typhoid fever to more than 50 people in the early 20th century. She wasn't ill, but she was, guess what, asymptomatic, and she silently infected people with the virus because she had no idea. That's where that expression comes from. All right, plenty of you had a mountain of things to say, not just about COVID-19, but a few other things as well, including the flooding from the dams in Michigan. That's next when we go to the mailroom.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, we didn't have to dig very far or deep because you always flood the mailroom. I'm waiting in it right now. All of your hot opinions and thoughts on everything from COVID-19 to Elon Musk and a giant statue of him in a city in Texas. What? Isn't that crazy? Anyway, let's take the first one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I am getting stir crazy. Oh, but at least I have a job I can work from home. I think of some of my friends who crushed it getting through school. We're only 15 years out of school, and they are filing for unemployment, and that is a number that is staggering. And then there's even this discussion of rolling back the unemployment because some people are afraid to go back to work, or the government fears they won't want to go back to work and they'll just keep trying to collect unemployment. Yeah, you know what? Getting inside people's heads, right? There's no way to do it, and not one size fits all. There probably is some people that hated what they did. They don't really want to be on unemployment, but they're on unemployment, and why would they be in a rush to go back, especially if there's a question mark about the way their company is handling COVID-19 and what are the new guidelines for them and how many people are in the building and what does the break room look like and, you know, everything from A to Z that you can imagine. But it is a staggering number, 38.6 million. I mean, that is a job market collapse and annihilation, unprecedented, especially with how deep and quickly we went in that direction. And, of course, it's a pandemic, and this is what's happened because of the pandemic. So the number of people filing for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since the virus took hold in the U.S. is close to getting closer to, the official number is 39, but it's getting closer to, from what I hear, 40 million. Coast to coast. And now this slow roll reopened depending on what somebody does. Right? That's the deal. All right, move to the next one. This one is from Amy, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show probably for 2 or 3 years. I didn't realize that you've been on the air doing this show for 10-plus years. Congratulations. It has to be tough. You are in the middle of the Boys Network. I'm sure you realize that, because every time I tune in, it's only really men on the air and you. But my deal is, I happen to see from a friend of mine who sent me this picture, and I thought it was one of those fake pictures, but it's the Tesla guy, and it's the Tesla guy who is a giant, and he is, the Tesla guy is, you know, right there at a drill site, and he's leaning on a drill site, which is actually kind of an iconic deal at this, you know, at Texas City. And I hope that people get to see this, because in one way it's shocking, in another way it's, you know, clever. I think what you're talking about is the Cybertruck factory, right? And there's a competition, Austin and Tulsa, actually, are trying to get this factory that would produce the Cybertruck. So Tulsa got just, you know, jumped all over this as fast as they could, and they tweeted a picture of the Cybertruck that looked like the local police. So, you know, say, hey, if we team up, if Tulsa and Tesla team up to change the world, it would only be right to hashtag buy local. And that was smart. That was the mayor, Bynum, who did that. And there's lots of entrepreneurs in Tulsa, and it's friendly tax base-wise, et cetera. And then there's the Golden Driller. And the Golden Driller is this... it's an iconic statue that was built in the 50s to honor the oil industry, which is huge there. And so to tweak it, the face was covered with a white mask that was supposed to resemble Elon Musk. And then the belt buckle was covered with the word Tesla on it, and the chest was decorated with a rendition of the Tesla logo. If you haven't seen it, whatever search engine you use, go and take a look at that, because it is, then that's what she's talking about, I believe, is it is really shocking, but kind of cool. It is. It's very, very cool. And, of course, Austin is a huge tech area, and, you know, with their population, which is twice that of Tulsa's, and the reaction was nothing like Tulsa's. No big grand gestures or any of that. The mayor of Austin, you know, didn't do anything funny or, you know, try to seduce Elon Musk in any way as far as doing something big bad and all over social media. So we'll see ultimately what Elon Musk chooses to do with the, and of course he could end up going somewhere else, but supposedly these are the two cities that are up for getting the Cybertrucks, and it could end up there. So there you go. All right, how about this one from Max, who says, oh boy, Kate, I have to tell you, I totally understand. I'm 30 years old. I totally understand the virtual world. I've done presentations that way. I get technology. But no offense to the older people in my company, I feel like I am constantly, it's not like I'm the IT guy, even though I'm not, I'm constantly having to teach people how to Zoom, and I think it's so basic. And so my question is, why don't people take the time to learn something instead of immediately ask for help? You know, touche. If that's what they're doing, why not poke around? Zoom is actually easy. If you go to it and they lay it out, it's self-explanatory and you can mess around with it. Of course, you have to get comfortable with it. But that's what technology is about. I think people are too quick to say, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Instead of, how about, I don't know it yet, but I will know it. You know, my aunt, who is 75, has figured out how to Zoom. She's figured it out all on her own. I mean, we kind of had to prompt her a little bit, but she figured it out, so much so that you could play game night with her, and she can actually get on camera, fix it right so you can see her face, and she can do it. Any of you can do it. So I understand what he's saying, though, when the most basic thing is something where you just need to pay attention, read it, and mess around with it. You know, there's going to be more people that are going to be working from home. So anybody who doesn't know who is working and you don't know how to do this kind of stuff, you got to learn it. You got to get a webcam or there's one built into your laptop and go from there. It isn't that difficult. The basics aren't difficult. I'm not saying with all the bells and whistles and crazy things that some people have done, tricked out studios and put hundreds and thousands, no kidding, of dollars into it. Well, yeah, that's not even necessary. Just do the basics and you got it. And it's not that, like I said, it's not that difficult, but there's going to be, I think, a big shift no matter what happens with the pandemic and still wanting to be face to face, but there will be some things that will happen over Zoom or some other form of media technology that you can use to do similar things. It's pretty interesting. I mean, right now people are Zooming cooking classes, showing at-home menus. There's a lot of connection there. Some people say it's like a Zoom doom, though. They're getting burned out on the whole Zoom thing. And because I said something about Vegas at the top, I want to go to this one. This one is from Sam I Am. Hey, Kate, didn't you used to live in Vegas? I'm curious, when you look at Vegas, do you really think it will soar with what the new thing that they're trying to do? How many people back to Vegas? Because now what happens to Vegas stays in Vegas, but who cares what happens? I think people now aren't going to be so concerned about what somebody thinks or what they say after we've all gone through this pandemic. And for Vegas, because of the way air circulates and how cavernous the casinos are, I guess if they limited the amount of people, it could work. But if they don't, it would have the opposite effect. Yeah, you know what? It could be a super spreading moment, or it could be a social distancing lesson, which I think it will be, because it'll be more complicated for the casino and the hotel, but they can figure it out if they limit the amount of people. They'd have to close off some entrances and go from there, I believe. Yeah. The vaccine can't arrive soon enough, right? Coming up on the flip side, this or that, the technical maestro for this show will join us, and we'll see what this or that is all about this time around.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has jumped to nearly 39 million, according to the Labor Department, even as states from coast to coast gradually reopen their economies and let people get back to work. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the wave of layoffs from the business shutdown that has brought the economy to its knees. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. And the continuing rise shows that even though all states have begun reopening over the past 3 weeks, and the outbreak is still damaging businesses and destroying jobs. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20 or 25%. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure unmatched since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed the wording on its website earlier this month to emphasize that the coronavirus is not easily spread through contact with contaminated surfaces. The change, made on May 11th with no public announcement, was the headline on the agency's page about how the virus spreads and specifically whether a person can get sick from touching a surface with the virus on it. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We always open up with what's the latest with COVID-19. We did that when we kicked things off. Talked about the super spreading. Yikes. Ugh. As a sports fan and a fan of large gatherings and humans being happy together, it's a pain in the heart for me. Pain in the neck and a pain in the heart, seriously. And then you wonder, too, there's this new poll out that 2 out of 3 workers are anxious about returning to the workplace. 64% anxious to go back. That's a Harris poll that was just taken last week. And why? Because now they're lifting these stay-at-home orders, and can people maintain social distancing? What about masks? What about customers? What about sharing a bathroom? You know, there's a zillion questions up for grabs. All right, so there's no question here. We're going to do this or that, and he is right now coming back from behind the mic to join us live on the air. That would be Eric, who is our technical maestro, as I call him, here on the show for this version of it. So he's going to join me to do a little this or that. Hey, Eric, how are you? Maybe not.
Sorry. I'm good. How are you?
Did you cut your own self off? Nice.
I forgot to put my fader up.
I called you a maestro.
I am.
I need the maestro has to turn his mic on, though.
You can hear me now, right?
We got you. That's like that commercial. Can you hear me now? We got you. All right, so this or that. Thai or Chinese?
I'll go with Thai.
Yeah. What's your favorite dish? I like pad thai. Anything.
Oh, I love pad thai.
Mm-hmm.
It's
good. You know what? It's different than Chinese food, though. Somebody said to me once, what's the difference? Aren't they all the same? Isn't it just, no, Thai food is not like Chinese food.
Yeah, I don't really know the technical difference, but besides that they're from different countries. But I do know Thai food is usually spicier, isn't it?
It's spicier because you have the curry. So you can get it mild, but curry can be hot. And then with the peppers, you know, there's some dishes, Chinese food, that you could add things to it and it could be hotter. But there's a big difference with the noodles, and it's the taste and the texture is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Thai, too. Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say. And you know what? There's plenty of Thai and Chinese restaurants where I live, and I think they equally probably find their fans. Because one thing I would say, I don't know if it's like that for you in Minnesota, but it can be like this for all restaurants. I know we're in a pandemic and people are getting takeout and curbside and all that, but you usually have just a favorite place. So if it's especially if it's Thai food or Chinese food, you're going to go to that place. You're not venturing out to try 15 different Thai restaurants. Do you have a place like that?
Not off the top of my head.
Oh, you don't?
Not really. I mean, I like, there's a Korean place that I do like called Banchan.
And so that's on your list of go-tos when you really feel like it.
Yep.
Well, we've got a Thai restaurant. It's called Swadika, and it's so good. And it's just a cool little, I like hole-in-the-wall restaurants. It's not unclean. It's very clean, but it's small. And the food is good. And most people pick up their food from it anyway. So with the pandemic, I think they're still doing okay because people are getting a lot of takeout. So that's the good news for them.
Yeah, every time I think of Thai food, I think of Ben Stiller from the movie Along Came Polly.
Oh, have you ever seen that movie? Yes, with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think of when I think of Thai food.
Uh-huh. That's a good one because there's a very good scene in that movie with Thai food.
Yeah, do you remember?
I sort of do, but I...
go to the bathroom.
Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes,
it's
yes.
The bathroom.
Yes, yes, and it's awkward, and yeah. And that, you know what, that movie did really well. That movie crushed the box, and that was like 2004 when that came out, but it was all over Netflix and stuff, and it was really, really, I don't know, I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I have to rewatch that. That's on, I think, on one of the HBOs or whatever, one of the channels out there, one of the cable channels. So we would be eating Thai food and we'd be watching Along Came Polly, and would it be a thunderstorm or a snowstorm? Which one do you prefer, a thunderstorm or a snowstorm?
Thunderstorm.
Why thunderstorm?
Because then I wouldn't have to shovel the snow afterwards, and it sounds nicer.
I like that. This sounds nicer. You know what? I agree with you. I love snow, and I love that snow's quiet, and it always feels like Christmas to me when it snows and it's a big snowstorm. But you have to deal with snow more than a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I love thunderstorms. I feel like most people at least like the sounds of them.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's the sounds. I like the sounds, too. They're more soothing to me. You know, there's all these conversations about what will the future look like. And, of course, there have been tons of books written about living under the sea or living in space. You remember Mars that was then made into a movie with Matt Damon, and then there's always the exploration of, can we live on another planet? So if this was going to happen and you had a choice, just like everyone listening, you have a choice. You either become the sea person or you become the space person, and you and your family, whoever you're with or wherever you are, you have to make a choice not to stay on Earth. You got to go to one of the two places. I guess it still could be on Earth with the sea, but you can never come back up for air. So sea or space, which do you take?
Space.
Really? Space. So you don't like sea? What's with sea?
No, I do like the sea. That's actually a tough decision. But I would choose space because it's not on the planet, you know, like it's just somewhere we've never explored, or at least, you know, it's more difficult to make it to space than it is to the ocean, I feel like.
Yeah, and you know, Aquaman, they just did the Aquaman thing, and it looks fun, but it looks like you're in a bubble. And I always think of being in a sea under a bubble. So I think I agree with you. I would do probably the space thing. Because, you know, what would that look like? Would it be colonized somewhere and we've just had some authors on where we talked about that, and there was two different authors we had on that they imagined the whole thing of colonizing someplace else and getting on a spaceship, and what would that be like? And of course there's been movies about that. So I agree. I think space. It would be interesting. I interviewed the great John Glenn. His wife, Annie Glenn, just died recently. And I interviewed him when I first started off, just a kid reporter, and it was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I remember it was so interesting to talk to him, but I was fascinated, not about the politics, I was fascinated about space. And I asked him what it was like, and he said, "Oh, there's nothing like that view, kid. Nothing beats that view. You will never see a view like that in your life," or something. Like, he wasn't saying he was just trying to say, no matter where you go, you can never imagine this view that I had looking back at the Earth.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
A little cooler than the ocean.
I think so, too. All right, you have a chance to have dinner with some pretty famous people. Let me name the two different groups here. One group is Elton John, Ed Sheeran, Gaga, and Billie Eilish. The other group is Senator Amy Klobuchar, Donald Trump, the president, Tom Brady, quarterback for now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Which group do you choose?
The first one.
I knew it. That was just dead obvious that you were going to pick the musicians.
I was going to say the second one until you named, like, Aaron Rodgers, because I'm really curious to like, meet, you know, Donald Trump just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think that would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not interested in meeting, like, Aaron Rodgers or, like, you know, football players.
I love it. I'm not interested in football players. I think it's a tough decision because there's so much history of music and songs and everything else with Elton John. And then you've got the younger musicians, so you have all the bases covered. But I think it would be interesting, the group that I assembled, the second group. I'm going to say the second group because I used to travel with the Cowboys and I know sports, and I wrote a book about that, Dealing Your Own Destiny, which had sports and other public figures in it, too, and what I learned from them. It'd be tough, but I'm going to go with the second group because you took the first group, so you stole my thunder there. Cheese pizza or pepperoni? You can only have one of those two, nothing else. It's just you're getting delivered, and it's going to be a week straight. Too bad for you. It's free. Cheese pizza or pepperoni all week long?
This is probably the toughest question you've asked me. I'll have to go with, I'm going to stick with my gut and go with cheese.
Cheese! I'm going to say cheese, too. You know why? For all you people out there who love pepperoni, which, of course, I was a pepperoni lover, there is, like, so many crazy calories in just one little slice of pepperoni. When I found out how much extra cows that were thrown on a pizza when you put pepperoni all over it, and it's our most popular topping, I would go with cheese, especially because I have to eat it all week long. All right, very fun, my friend. Thank you. Stay with us. We're talking China next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The initial read out is that this was a known problem for a while, and that's why it's important that we do our due diligence and then we take our action. That's Meredith. Regarding the dams, the state of Michigan is reviewing every potential legal recourse that we have, because this incredible damage requires that we hold people responsible, and we are pursuing and going to pursue every line of legal recourse that we can.
All right, that's Governor Whitmer from Michigan. And, of course, what is the dam supposed to do, and what do you always expect? Ah, that dam's been there forever. That's going to hold up. No such luck for the poor people in central Michigan, because the days of the heavy rain clobbered central Michigan. Two dams failed. Thousands of people had to evacuate their homes. The floodwaters were ridiculous. They had to declare a state of emergency in the middle of a pandemic dealing with the floods. Can you imagine? That just heaps more problems on top of other problems. And it did inundate Midlands downtown with something like close to 9 feet of water. So they had flash flood emergencies all over the place. It was catastrophic. I mean, catastrophic. People were just trying to get away from the wall of water because they kept rising and rising and rising on Wednesday. And you could see sort of the raging water part on Tuesday when it was just overwhelming. This Edenville Dam is the name of it. And, of course, that gets, more and more dangerous and more catastrophic. And You know, people just were seeking higher ground. That's what you do when you get in that situation. But looking at it, and I was thinking the times I've spent in Michigan, and I know there's people listening to us there. Oh, I feel you. You know, you think of that dam is about 30 miles inland. To give you an example for anyone else living anywhere else that knows about dams. So 30 miles inland from Saginaw Bay of Lake Huron, and imagine all the people around there and then what happens. And, you know, it's not clear apparently if the breach was because of overtopping, although it sort of looked that way, or a break before overtopping. You know, you could see the video and it looked like there might have been an initial break there. And they've had massive amounts of, I'm going to say massive, a lot of violations and lots of problems that the dam was not going to be able to withstand a significant flood. You know, it's all the way back into the late 90s that they had to increase. What do you have to do when you've got that situation, all that water? Spillways. And, of course, they didn't really do that. So it wasn't maintained. It was one of the worst, in fact, maintained dams in the U.S. And that put it in the high hazard category because of the potential loss of life and the conditions that existed. And poof. Oh, you mean I can't just put my finger in the dam? She said sarcastically. No. This is why this thing was established in the first place, because of how it could crest. Just so tough for those people, the roads underwater, houses, all of that. How many lives, you know, ripped up because of that, just being doused. And that dam failure, you know, it's one thing to have waters recede and be in the middle of, you know, terrible rains. But it's another thing to see a river crest, and then what happens with the dam. The pictures were just insane. I mean, there were houses that, you know, you could see barely the rooftop, and then there were roads that were just ripped. I mean, this is a disaster, so of course it's a state of emergency. Evacuation now with the dam breach coming back will be interesting for some of these people as to, you know, what are they going to do, and will they even be able to get back into homes and businesses? Some of them maybe, others no. I mean, and they want to come back. You know, they want to come back and see what's happened to their property. And they're worried about sewage backup in houses and businesses, and that makes it even worse. That's just another part of it. Oh, yikes. It's been a long time, but I used to live near a dam, and I used to wonder. It was beautiful to see it. And it was off the Mississippi, but you know, I would wonder about I know what the benefits are, but what can be the downfall of it? And of course, the downfall is if you're not maintaining it. It can cost you everything, including your life. But I haven't heard of any loss of life there. So, you know, it's like New Orleans. We look at New Orleans and the levees, and we talk about the levees. And what it does, you know, the artificial wall, or even some have natural walls that block the water from going where, of course, you don't want it to go. And it makes more spaces habitable, and it diverts a body of water. And then, of course, the other pro of this whole thing is you've got incredibly fertile soil near those near those areas with the seabed, etc. But again, and it can prevent flooding and what it's supposed to do in a storm surge. Certainly not break and cause flooding. And there are many, many areas. Maybe some of you live near dams, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But even economically, it can be a boon to an area. But of course, there is the other side of that. And the other side is scary if it's not taken care of, especially. And that's why some people even fight to have dams removed, because of some of the impacts on the areas and because of what it does to the water supply, too, because it all depends on the rivers or where you're taking it. All right, that's your lesson on dams. Did you feel like you were watching Nova for a second or listening to it anyway? I am fascinated by the whole dam thing, and I was so sad to see what happened in Michigan, because I know that for some people, it's going to be like a whole rebuild effort. And luckily, the thing I didn't hear, and I checked everywhere, is there weren't reports of people dying because of it, because that often can happen. All right, I said I was going to talk about this for a second. There's all kinds of polls, and they can slant in all kinds of directions, obviously. So one of the latest polls that I saw, and this is supposedly, it's nonpartisan, but the Quinnipiac University poll, they did a head-to-head poll, President Trump versus the former Vice President Joe Biden. They released it on Wednesday. In the poll, they found that voters supported Biden over Trump. The numbers were 50% to 39%. Of the Democrats specifically surveyed, 88% said they would vote for Biden, 5% said they'd vote for Trump. Of the Republicans, 87% chose the president, 8% chose Biden. Independents favored Biden over Trump, 47% to 36%. So you know what's going to come into play, and of course the president knows this, and anybody in that position, especially when you're looking for that second term, we saw it with our last three presidents, it's where you are in history, it's responses to events, and the coronavirus is the big one. And what happens as we get closer to November, what's going on with the pandemic, all of that comes into play. Economics always comes into play in any election, because what's in your wallet means, can you feed your family? Can you pay your bills? There are reports that, of course, people are having bills that are due. They're having credit card bills due or other bills, and they just, car payments, whatever it is. And if they can't pay them, they're not paying them. They're trying to play, poker with, I have this amount of money coming in, what can I pay, what can I pay? And a lot of people are struggling when you think of the amount of unemployment. So odd, because 6 months ago, oh, it was such a different picture. Oh, what a difference a pandemic, sadly, can make to all of our lives, with our health and with our economic power and resources and what we're able to do. And this will very much play, obviously, into what will happen in the election. Most Americans favor caution with the reopening of state businesses and public spaces. That poll found that 75% said the reopening should be done slowly to prevent the spread of the coronavirus despite negative impacts on the economy. And you can find polls where it would flop in the opposite direction. On that note, we're wrapping this hour up. Thanks so much for listening to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. If it's your first, spread the word that we're here. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Remember, we're all in this together.
Now we didn't have life away. There were lots of invitations. I know you sent me some, but I was waiting.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.